This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? We want to know. 800-228-0550 to let us know. 800-228-0550. A couple calls that came in we didn't get to last hour. We're going to get right to those and welcome new calls. We also have a little fun going on today. If you tell us your favorite Christmas song, you might just hear it on the radio before the end of the Christmas holiday. Because we're collecting some more to add to our repertoire. And we also are taking your predictions on tonight's Bison football game. Will they be going back to Frisco? Ladies and gentlemen, are they going to head down to Frisco? Will they defeat James Madison at the Fargo Dome tonight? It's, of course, on the mighty 550. Is it or 710? 5:15 tonight. Which where is the game time?
It's on 7:10 tonight.
Well, of course, we're beyond 5:50. We can't be.
Actually, no, you won't be. Oh. You will be. You will be for about 9 minutes.
Oh gosh, 9 minutes.
Followed by Century hosting Minot tonight. 7:15 airtime.
It's high school sports season. That's more important anyway. Yep. But anyway, though, so 7:10 for the Bison. Check it out. And who's going to win? What am I looking at here, Todd? North of 50 predictions that have been texted in already, and
I could put them up. I've still got about 50 more I could put up, but they're just...
So we got 38-14 Bison, 34-24 Bison. Here's one. Bison lose by 10, but that's one of only two that predicted Bison lost so far. 28-10 Bison. Bison lose 38-29. Oh, there's two. 24-21 Bison. 27-14 Bison. So give us your prediction on that. Give us your favorite Christmas song. Or anything else on your mind. And just include your name and your town, and we'll put you in a drawing for some MyPillow Christmas gift packs on us. Okay? And a text Todd with those, 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. And you can also email those in. Again, include your name and the town, name and town, name and town. Sound like Bill O'Reilly. And that's to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Okay? We're brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. You know what I have right here, Todd? You'd probably make fun of me if we were in the same studio right now. I have a
fig bar. Anyway.
I have a stone ground whole wheat fig bar, peach apricot flavor, that was 99 cents at PetroServe USA.
Sounds good. That sounds healthy. Oh, I wouldn't make fun of you. I'd admire you for that.
If you were here, I'd give you this one. It's the double.
As I was sitting here eating meat off a meat tray that the National Guard brought by.
It is cholesterol-free. It's dairy-free. It's 0 grams of trans fat. You know, energy for life. Great journeys. Nature's Bakery. Anyway, they also have the Pizza Corner pizzas, 2 for $11, right when you come in the store. So, PetroServe USA, fill up where I did yesterday. Right in the shadow of the state capitol or any of their locations, Bismarck, Mandan, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Grafton, Arthur, you know, Castleton, need I continue? You know, into Minnesota, Bemidji, Moorhead, Dilworth, down in Wahpeton, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Let's get to Jarrett in Bismarck. Jarrett, what's on your mind? You're next.
Yes, good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'd have to agree with you on your Christmas music choice.
God bless you, my friend. I love the fact that you know, it's now 80-3, so we're getting slaughtered still, but thank you for that.
You bet. I listened to the interview you had yesterday with Scott Davis, and I have to say I've met the man a couple times, and he's a guy of great integrity, and he is a true leader for the Standing Rock Nation. The guy that I have a problem with is Chase Ironeyes. You know, you had him on and you guys debated and then went into the next show after 5 o'clock. It was a few weeks ago. But what bothered me about it was he got on the national news then and started calling for these people to come and protest still. And there was live feeds of him. Basically, it looked like he was in a bunker and claiming that Morton County Sheriff's Department was shutting down their news feed so they couldn't use Facebook and all that good stuff. And so I just have a hard time with that guy because it seems like he's kind of a coyote in sheep's clothing, if you want to say.
I have come to believe that Chase Iron Eyes is unstable. I don't know if that's just by design or what. It seems that wherever Chairman Dave Archambault is, he's in the exact opposite place. So if, the chairman's saying, come here, he's saying, no, we shouldn't do this, and I'm going down to the office, I'm trying to figure this out. And then when the chairman's saying, you know, so he must have some, like, sort of leadership envy, but he couldn't lead a parade of one. I have a lot of issues with Chairman Dave Archambault. But he is the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, right? He is the elected leader. And I think Chase Iron Eyes wants to be. So, and plus, of course, all the things we know about his history. I mean, just do a Google search in this guy and you'll know that there's the character and Chase Iron Eyes don't belong in the same sentence. Now, I hope he can turn that around. I hope he can turn that around. I mean, I'm not giving up on him forever, but I'm saying he is not credible in any way, shape, or form. And I think almost all of us in media need to start rethinking that a little bit because my friend Chris Berg, you know, puts him on a lot on Point of View, which, by the way, is on West Dakota Fox now. You can see it at 10:30 at night out west, too. And I'll be guest hosting next week on Tuesday and Wednesday, so you can watch it statewide. But anyway, I've said to him a few times, why are we doing this? What we're giving someone who's, you know, yeah, I get it's kind of, you know, good TV, if you will, it ends up being a sparring match, but there's no credibility there, right? And when he's a member of when he's a candidate for Congress, you don't have much choice, right? He's a candidate, and you're going to put, you know, other candidates on. Mm-hmm. But I think we do have a choice now, and I don't think he's, you know, because nobody asked any critical questions, right? It's just sort of you let the crazy talk go. So I don't know. I'm with you on that. I've come to believe there's some issues there that need to be dealt with.
I feel bad for the Standing Rock people because, you know, he's not doing them any favors at all. And if you talk with the people down there, I have some friends down there and stuff, and they're kind of in the same place. They just I was told by many of the elders that even with Dave Archambault, he is the youngest chairman that they've ever had, and the thing that they're having a hard time with is the fact that he doesn't discuss any decisions with them, and basically they find out after the fact. And that has gotten, there's a lot of hard feelings there just because of that.
No, there's so much to do. It's a mountain. And I remain of the opinion that if we can be helpful in any way, and I've constantly reached out to Dave Archambault, others have reached out to him to say you need to be, you know, in places where maybe you don't necessarily agree with everything they say, but to continue to, you know, have a conversation and a dialogue, and hopefully we'll get to that point at some point. You know, the emotions have been pretty raw here for a while for a lot of folks, but maybe at some point. And by the way, did you see the Bismarck Tribune story about Chase Iron Eyes here in the last week about Heat the Res and all the money that's missing and heaters that are missing? And yeah, I mean, there's just some. So all this money pours in to Heat the Res and buy these heaters, and he says he bought them somewhere, but the Bismarck Tribune called the store and they said, no, he didn't buy them here. And meanwhile, there's no heaters. Nothing's been delivered. And there's all these excuses about it. I mean, there's a lot of smelly stuff going on there. So it needs to be dealt with.
It's not just the heaters, though. I mean, look what they've done to these veterans. I mean, it's here nor there whether you agree with the veterans coming or not. It's when they got here, they didn't receive what they were told they were going to get received, too. And when he was on that video that I was telling you about him being in the bunker or what looked like a bunker, you know, that's what he was promising these people, was that they will be taken care of. And it's just, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Take care. Let's see here. We have a call that is responding to the governor's answer to a text I read. Dan and Dickinson wrote us, I would encourage our incoming governor to extend the upcoming legislative session by 10 days take care of all state business, and then address the protest issue. In no way limit peaceful free speech, but implement real consequences for unlawful violent protesting. Make it a Class B felony, a substantial bail amount to get out of jail with payment of at least 50% of the bail, and build a new jail expressly for holding them. Then make them financially accountable for any damage they cause and for the cost of jailing them. It's time to take the kid gloves off and implement the brass knuckles treatment. We need to make it abundantly clear to any future potential protesters there will be real consequences for any unlawful acts when protesting in North Dakota. Then go after the funding of unlawful protesters by fines of double the cost of the total damage caused by their paid individuals. Let's get on top of this, Dan and Dickinson. I don't disagree with any of that at all. Now, I read part of that for the governor, and the caller will play on the other side of the break, didn't like the governor's answer. Because he said, you didn't address what he's saying. You're on to other stuff and saying, we've got to do this. We'll play you the comment when we come back, but I'm curious what you think of Dan Dickinson's idea or the governor's response. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing the role of the North Dakota Safety Council in helping businesses gain access to quality, affordable safety training.
The part that I think is so unique with the North Dakota Safety Council, too, is we combine the quality with the affordability, and that's the part that may not be stated in our mission, but we strive for that every day to say, not only do we want to make a quality training out there. We want to make an abundance of quality training out there. We want to make it affordable so that everybody can attend, whether it's a conference or whether it's any safety event. And I think that's one thing that stands out when I think of the North Dakota Safety Council.
The NDSC's 44th Annual Safety and Health Conference is February 20th through 23rd in Bismarck. To learn about discounts available to NDSC members and WSI policyholders, go to www.ndsc.org. That's www.ndsc.org.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant-rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta-carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
Okay, that's good. That's good. It's not. I love Andy Williams. Probably, if I had to say over the long sweep of my 52 years on earth, he would be among my favorite Christmas music artists. But I think Josh Groban's Oh Holy Night totally smokes him. And mean, what are the
there's an irony of destroys and smokes being used with either one of these two guys in the sentence, but okay.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
not the usual adjective I use this the thing, or verb, rather.
Yeah, I started to tell you earlier, and I forgot that I forgot to mention it, but I mentioned that, speaking of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest and law enforcement, a story about a business that I heard about, and I'm not going to name the business because they would about, you know, they wouldn't be happy. But I heard a story about a well-known, probably one of the most well-known, like over 100 years in business well-known, business in Bismarck, that wrote out a check for over $30,000 for $25 gift cards to Shields and made sure every law enforcement officer that could receive them received them. Sometimes there's restrictions. Highway Patrol, you can't do that. Some counties, Cass County, you can't do that. But, you know, some police departments and whatever they allow for whatever, a gesture like that. But isn't that unbelievable? And see, to me, that's where I say there was a whole lot of bad through these 128 days. But a whole lot of bad. You know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger kind of thing. Prompted them to do something they would never have done. I mean, they do great things for all kinds of charities, this particular business. But, you know, they did something specifically for law enforcement because of what we again saw front and center. And I think there's no coincidence that we have an opportunity to contrast that with Ferguson and Dallas and the Twin Cities and all the Black Lives Matter protests and all the angst and the hate and the, you know, the cops are against us and, you know, just the sad, you know, so we find ourselves in that swirl and we get a chance to wrap our arms around them. I think it's just pretty, pretty darn amazing. But there's good folks out there, good businesses out there. One of them, I would love it if you would tell them Scott sent you and get yourself an additional 11% off, especially if you need yourself a new John Deere tractor. You like that 9360R? Well, here's a 2012 with 2,445 hours on it, 360 horsepower, 1,000 PTO. It's nice cab, leather seat, buddy seat there, too. I would never buy a tractor without a buddy seat, I'm telling you. 18-speed forward, 6-speed reverse, Michelin tires, 5 remotes, the high-capacity hydraulic pump in the rear, dual front, rear tires are 620, 70R42s, differential lock on it, nice. Well done, well cared for. They know right where it came from. TitanOutletStore.com. It's yours 11% less than the price you see at TitanOutletStore.com if you tell them Scott sent you, okay? Or call them at 218-233-3700. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices from Titan Outlet Store. Okay, so you heard me play Dan and Dickinson, and a caller called and didn't like the governor's response. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Okay.
You know, I don't find the response to the email paying attention to it. He said, let's do the whole thing, get everything done, that all the school board, all that kind of stuff done first, and then address it. And you have to address it for future reference. It's not going away. And, yeah, you're talking about federal government, and, yeah, in the past, but that doesn't mean 4 years from now it's not going to change again. He's telling you, you have to be proactive, and you're not responding to that question very well.
All right, he's saying he didn't think the governor was responding very well to the text saying, do the business you got to do in the legislature, extend by 10 days, and deal with this issue. I don't think I was very impressed with the governor's address yesterday on this. It was up on his Facebook page. We've been playing excerpts of it. It started this way. I'll play part of it again right now for you to hear on DAP.
With a changing economy, massive revenue shortfall, and ongoing protests, the challenges we face are as great as any in our state's 127-year history. Along with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, our team is prepared and excited to meet these challenges head on. Our first priority will be to work with the legislature to balance the budget and fund our priorities without raising taxes. And looking forward, we must harness the powerful forces of change by diversifying our economy, strengthening our main streets, and transforming our educational system. However, we must address the challenges before us.
And here's where he gets into the, I played the wrong clip, but here the challenges were where he focused specifically. And I thought very strongly, sending a very loud message and I think a purposeful change in tone about how this would be handled in his comments. Here's some more.
The Obama administration has politically stalled a legally permitted project that had already been through an exhaustive review process and has twice been upheld by the federal courts. As a result of the Obama administration's refusal to uphold the rule of law on federally owned land, both our citizens and local and state law enforcement have been put in harm's way. These actions are putting daily demands on the scarce resources of our state and local government. To the brave men and women from across our state who are serving with such professionalism, dedication, and restraint, I offer my deepest gratitude.
All right. And here's a little more.
During my campaign, I visited tribal leaders and listened to their concerns. While we cannot rewrite America's history, we can shape the future. And that future should include clear lines of communication between the state and the sovereign tribes within our borders. We will strive for relationships built on understanding, empathy, and mutual respect. But trust and respect aren't given, they're earned. That's why during my first month in office, I'll meet with tribal leaders from across the state. While the long-standing challenges we face are significant, we owe it to our children to seek new solutions.
All right, and here's the best part. I thought of the address signaling sort of a different tone.
I support the legal completion of this pipeline. Make no mistake, this infrastructure is good for our economy, and it's the safest way to transport North Dakota products. Failure to finish it would send a chilling signal to those in any industry who wish to invest in our state and play by the rules. I also deeply care about clean water. We have over 1,000 pipeline water body crossings in North Dakota today, and we need to ensure that each of those crossings preserves and protects our environment. The remaining 1 mile to complete this project will be over 90 feet below the bottom of Lake Oahe. It's designed and engineered to protect our precious waters.
And there's a little more that I'm not going to have time to play. I encourage you to watch it if you haven't yet on the governor's Facebook page, because I think it basically is a diplomatic way of saying you're not pulling this crap. In my mind, it really is, and we're going to do it. We're going to do it a different way. His answer to the question from the caller, I think, is more about I'm not going to expect the legislature to do everything. I'll do our part on the administration as well, and it starts now and has been going. So I take your point. I think you continue to hold them accountable. Dana and Judd, Chad and Dickinson, Gordon and Mandan, coming up. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, Scott Hannon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's
1-800-441-9833. Brightly shining is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
Oh, it's a little Christmas fun on a Friday. That's Whitney Houston as we continue to find the best old holy night ever. I love Whitney Houston. I do. But I don't think it's Josh Groban, guys. I'm here to tell you, I don't think it is. 800-228-0550. Do you know whenever I hear Whitney Houston, do you know what I think of? This is going to be really weird for you.
Oh, no.
Andrew Breitbart. He was on the radio with me the day she died. And I think we got the news bulletin or whatever when it happened. And we were on to talk about, I don't know, something political or whatever, you know, I mean. And we ended up talking about Whitney Houston all the time. And he loved her and thought that she was totally destroyed by sort of the Hollywood machine, you know, kind of like politics rips people up in D.C. Well, it was the same thing, only for her, she could just got swept up in the whole swirl of it. And he was really mad about it because he just saw her as this beautiful, awesome talent who was just destroyed by people, you know, and pulled into a world that ultimately took her life. So it was a fascinating conversation, honestly, but very, very different than what you'd think we'd talk to Andrew Breitbart about, right? Rest his soul. He was a genius, I tell you. He really was.
She and then Bobby Brown and then their daughter, and ironically, which one of the three is living today?
It's very bizarre.
Wow.
Anyway, we're back to on the calls here at 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today. I tell you what, we don't operate without our sponsors, so it's Christmas time. It's a good time to show a little gratitude and say thank you. We appreciate you. We're glad you're out there, and that includes our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, one of our great energy partnerships. Really appreciate what they do. SecureEnergyFuture.org is their website. And they need allies. They need friends. There's a war on coal. It'll be a little better with the Trump administration, but there's still a whole, really, I call it sort of a global warming jihad, you know, that just is unleashed. And what it means is less affordable energy, less reliable energy, and that's a war on coal. So help these folks fight the right fight. Stand up for affordable and reliable energy for homes and families here in North Dakota and Minnesota. And find out more how you can do that at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Chad and Dickinson, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Scott. Say, first off, I want to say God bless whatever business helped those police officers and law enforcement out. But second off, you question paychecks from Burlington Northern. And I worked for a company here in Dickinson in which we did business with BNSF fixing hydraulic repairs. And we actually had to go through a separate company to get paid from Burlington Northern. They did not and do not pay people directly. I don't know about people cashing paychecks. I'm not going to say that I am 100% positive on this. What I do know is just from my experience is when we did a job for Burlington Northern, we had to go through this Fleet Pride or whatever business that did all the bookwork for Burlington Northern. So for me to hear that there's people cashing paychecks from the railroad, I kind of find it hard to believe when a business can't even get a check from Burlington Northern to have work done on their equipment.
And I just want to bring folks up to speed if they've missed this story. There's been a swirl of rumors that protesters were cashing checks from BNSF. And so the theory was, well, BNSF obviously wants more oil on rail versus pipeline, so they would support the protest effort. Every time that came up, I would say, you know, it's just unfathomable to me that a company of BNSF stature, okay? And they do have great stature. I'm not a big Warren Buffett fan, but Matt Rose, the guy that runs that place, and BNSF as a company is rock solid, okay? They just are. And you can like them, you can not like them. I mean, they're big. They're big, big, big business, no doubt about it. But they are not going to be dumb enough to be identified as, you know, writing, you know, checks to protesters. I just didn't buy that. Now, somebody did call and say, well, it wasn't BNSF, but it was some subsidiary, kind of similar to what you're saying. I still think that's a stretch. I don't know. I do want to know. And there has to be somebody within the sound of my voice that is saying, how is a protester paid? Where does the check come from? Who do they talk to? I mean, this is where I've been very frustrated with, you know, the Attorney General's office for not doing more on this. Now, Wayne Stengem this week told me they are working on some things. He said GoFundMe is impossible. The attorneys general all across the United States have been perplexed by this. But there are things that are happening and things that are being contemplated legally to address all of it. He promised that the second they're ready to talk about it, he would come here. You know, to me, at day 128, I don't want to wait too many more days. I really think the citizens of North Dakota, the tax-paying citizens of North Dakota, deserve to know how is this, from a law enforcement legal perspective, being investigated, because these are good questions. But, you know, if we can find somebody, Chad, I'd love to hear from somebody that's cashed one of those checks, you know?
Yeah, I just know that you've mentioned it a few times. I listen to you every day about how if anybody had information or what they know. And like I said, I'm not super positive, but I'm about 99.9% sure that there's no paychecks from Burlington Northern. Because like I said, we couldn't even get paid from them for doing a job. We actually had to go through a bunch of paperwork and go through a separate accounting company to get paid from Burlington Northern. So
you guys
just get cash checks from them, that's just no.
I'm with you on that, Chad. I appreciate it. By the way, we are on Monday. Ryan Rauschenberger, the state tax commissioner, this was a guest suggestion from one of our listeners, I believe, said, hey, are they paying taxes? You know, if the protesters have been here a certain amount of time, they're technically residents, are they paying taxes on those? And how do you go about finding that out? So Ryan Rauschenberger, the state tax commissioner, told me there were two separate efforts they were working on related to these questions, and he's going to come on Monday and tell us about them. So, he just was down in Houston for some kind of conference with other tax commissioners and was unable to join us when I was in Bismarck this week, but we're doing that Monday. So thanks, Chad. Appreciate the call.
One more quick question, Scott. You had said that you're going to be a guest spot on West Dakota Fox.
Yes, I'm guest hosting Chris Berg's Point of View, and it airs on West Dakota Fox at 10:30 every weeknight. I'm doing it on Tuesday and Wednesday.
On Tuesday and Wednesday. Okay, thanks a lot.
Yep, Tuesday and Wednesday, I'll be guessing. It's a good show to watch any night. Chris does a really nice job. It's a good show. Airs at 6:30 in the Valley and airs 10:30 on West Dakota Fox. All right?
All right. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, and help me remember that, Matt, that we talk about that next week so we remind folks that we're doing that. Let's see who's next. Gordon and Mandan here. Gordon, you're up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, sir.
Gordon, hold on.
Gordon has a personal assistant who holds the call. That's very impressive. Hello, Gordon. Hello.
Yes. Jay, I'm concerned about I live out here in southeast North Dakota, but I'm concerned about Obama's habit of naming monuments in the states. He's done it more than anybody else, and those monuments amount to a federal land grab. And I'm afraid that he's going to, as soon as Congress convenes, you know, and adjourns, rather, because that's been his favorite time to do it, is when they've been adjourned. And I'm afraid he's going to name a monument on that Corps of Engineers land. And I don't know what complications will add. But I think that, you know, our Congressman Kramer and Hovind and Heidi, if she's interested, should, you know, do something if they can to prevent that from happening. Because once he does it, it's very difficult to get it canceled.
It's a very
Thank
good
you.
Point.
That's what I have to think about.
Say, Gordon, if you wouldn't mind hanging on, I'm going to get your number so we can get you an answer. Because Congressman Kevin Kramer needs to address this on our next talk radio town hall. So hang on, Gordon. We'll make sure you get an answer. What I will tell you this is Gordon's exactly right. This is a real threat. And right now in Utah, Senator Mike Lee is fighting a big battle out there expecting the same thing. And I don't totally understand this. So I think it's the Antiquities Act, which allows a president to designate a monument. And then guess what? It's a monument. And it's a monument forever. And it means you can't do anything around it. And all the rules go into place. It's really bad. And there's rumors that he's going to do several of these. And I wouldn't be surprised. Now, I believe our only saving grace on the Dakota Access implications, first of all, what happened at Dakota, what happened at Cannonball and Standing Rock in the sense of Native American leaders from all these tribes coming in is historically significant. I do think Standing Rock ought to think about at some point doing something to the historical significance of that without, however, the intention of trying to impede something and use it like Obama would use it, and that is to stop the Dakota Access Pipeline. I think the saving grace is the land is owned. Right now, the land is owned. Right now, all that's left to do, I mean, the pipeline's in the ground. The place that they would do that monument would have to be on land owned by the Corps, and right now, that's not being impacted here. So I think
that's up to the high water line of Lake Hawaii, and so he's got just enough space there to do that.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, okay, so
just enough space because the whole issue is he's commander-in-chief of the Corps of Engineers, and he took and overran the courts, you know, with his fossil fuel climate change agenda that he's ingrained in. And so, you know, in this case, it probably would amount to very few acres, but it could amount to all of the land that's above the water line to Lake Hawaii and maybe even Sakakawea. You know, he's crazy enough to do it really dangerously.
Yeah, Gordon, good points. Do you want an answer from Congressman Kramer on this? If you want to hang on, I'll get your information and we'll make sure you get an answer on it and we'll ask him about it next time he's on.
No, I don't need an answer. I just want them to be very aware, and if there's some way stopping the White House, you know, why they're still in session, or maybe they have to stay in session to prevent it. But whatever it is, you know, his technique has been to wait till they're adjourned, and, you know, he grabbed a whole bunch of land in New Mexico and one up in Idaho, and I think there's someplace else that.
No, we're not done right now. We're not done. We're not done with the damage from this administration, and that could be one you could add to it. It's real. We'll get an answer. We flagged your call. We're actually going to play your call next time we have Congressman Kramer on, because he has mentioned this to me before, because it's come up briefly, but we've not dug into it, in total detail. So we'll do it. Appreciate the call, Gordon. Thank you for listening. More calls after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. From financial managers to family farms to principal operators, men and women play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the Soybean Board of Directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. In this challenging business environment, the ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, our board encourages you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that are conducting elections in early 2017, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Baby Jesus, born in a stable, a humble Savior's birth. You left your throne in heaven above to live here on the earth. Baby Jesus, lying in a manger, crying for the world. The angels told the shepherds of the good news for us all.
Like a four-hour program. You know that, don't you?
There's
not enough time for all this great Christmas music that has been suggested by our fine listeners today on What's On Your Mind. Let me tell you.
Well, sure, you let that get to the chorus, but not Andy Williams.
You can't do it all. You can't do it all.
Anyway, great music. We need a four-hour program. We need a four-hour show here to try and get in all this great Christmas music and great commentary from our fine listeners on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part by our friends at B-Mobile. Speaking of Christmas, have you signed up for the Be Rewarded program yet? We would be honored if you do that, and you'd get some freebies out of it, like free gifts on your birthday and exclusive offers and special discounts. But also, all the way up till Christmas, great deals nobody else gets. That's right, not like the ones you get when you're walking the store or online somewhere. You are exclusive in the Be Rewarded program. So that's the reason to be part of Be Mobile's program. And they're everywhere you are. Find a location near you at BeMobile.com. Connect to communicate at the B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Great text here from a listener about, let me find it here. I can't call in, but I'd like to chime in. I'm so sick of the media pushing this narrative that the Russians hacked the election. They didn't. Why can't libs move on? Why the double standard when they lose? I'm so over it. I hear you completely. I wanted to do Fake News Friday today. We ran out of time because there's so much fake news out there, and that's one of the things that's fake news. First of all, the Russians hacking into emails may or may not have happened. Okay, I don't know. Some in the intelligence community are leaking that it actually did happen, but we don't know the facts on any of it. Okay, but even if they did, they found emails and put them out. Nobody disputed the emails were true or not true. I mean, nobody said, oh, that didn't happen. You made that up. So, in other words, they found real, actual emails, and they leaked them. Now, I don't like the fact that Russia did that. I don't at all. But the real culprit is what was being said and what they thought were private communications. And it didn't affect the election. You don't hack into an email and all of a sudden change votes. You know, the fake news element of that is unbelievable. It's just, so I'm totally with you, caller, completely. Another text, a different topic. I didn't agree with the governor's answer either on DAPL, but I'm not going to throw him under the bus his first day on the job. You know, thanks. We really got to guard against snarky. Is there a better word than snarky, Todd? There's a gotcha kind of petty kind of just shallow criticism that, you know, hey, maybe I don't like the fact that this guy's kind of getting the attention. He won the election and he is this sort of aura-like figure. So I'm going to find one little thing and go, I don't like that.
Yeah, keyboard warriors have it easy, but, you know, try doing the job, all the 100% of the facets of the job flawlessly. Give me a break. Impossible. You're always going to make somebody mad.
Keyboard warriors, you're exactly right, because they epitomize snarky. They absolutely do.
Yeah.
And sometimes worse. Dana and Judd, you're up. What's on your mind?
Good morning and happy holidays.
Same to you. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same to you. They on the pipeline. They've been arguing now for 4 months over this, and nobody from either the federal, the state, or the Sioux have offered up any other options that would be acceptable. Do they even have any, or is it we don't want it, and the state's standing, we're going to push it through? Because if that's the case, you can expect it again next year. That I've got an idea, and I want to throw it out there, and I want to see what they think. Why don't they find a spot in the river that's by where they're building that's narrow and take it overland and then put a road deck on it, too, so you open up the southern half of the state for east and west. It'd be a lot easier to inspect. It's not 90 feet under the river. In my opinion, they're using the ground as a barrier in the event there is a leak. And if that's the case, if it ever happens, you got like a BP blowout on your hand. Just my opinion.
Yeah, here's the deal. I would disagree with your suggestion for the following reason. You don't reward bad behavior. You don't take something with...
That's the point.
It is the point. Because if this is lawfully, legally permitted, and then you have somebody put up the stink they do, do the harm they did to, you know, decades of relations between the tribe and the state, you know, the law enforcement mistreatment with Molotov cocktails and disrespect and everything else, and then go, okay, we'll find another way. We'll put it over the river. We'll do another way. Guess what? They're going to do it again the next time and the time after that.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm saying it's better to find a resolution now than to lay it open to the same thing.
I think everybody'd be open to that if that was necessary. I don't know that it is, but Jones in Western North Dakota.
2 years ago when this started.
Sorry, quickly, Jones in Western North Dakota. You got 10 seconds. Take it away. It's all yours. Damn the show.
Yeah, I would just like to challenge everybody the week between Christmas and New Year's not to go to the reservations and spend your money at the casinos, but rather to go to your local Salvation Army and donate some money there.
Well, it's always a good idea to donate to the Salvation Army. God bless you. Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Best place ever to shop for the best Christmas ever because you have some fun things to put a bow on, like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you, so their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables, but you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all, and folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later, bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables too, at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.